Everyone, and welcome to the relaunch of Imperial Scum, a Star Wars podcast. I'm Chris Barreras. I'm going to be your host, but I'm not alone. I brought back from our OG run one. Actually, he is my best friend, and Mark Grissman. Mark, what's up, buddy? It's been a while.
How is it going, my dude? It's so nice to be back talking Star Wars with my bestie and my new bestie, which you'll introduce in a second. But thanks for having me back, man. I really appreciate it. Talking Star Wars on a daily basis with you guys just via our text messages is a blessing. And now getting to talk actually via podcast about it, it's amazing. So I'm glad that everybody gets to have a little sneak peek of our daily conversations.
And it truly is. Every single day someone mentions Star Wars.
Every single day, yeah.
And our third host, he's been called my twin on Twitter. we've kind of come a package deal on podcasts, and that is Andy Gorham. Andy, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Go, man, I'm just so happy to be here. Like you said, we've been talking for the last few months. Every single day. It's one of the text threads I look forward to the most. I'm like, what are they going to say next? And the fact, and my I think my wife's sick of hearing about our throuple. She's just but she's also equally happy that I have people that I can talk to this about, so I'm not constantly bugging her. So yeah, I'm just incredibly looking I'm thankful you wanted me to be a part of this. I love talking Star Wars, and I'm gonna love everybody enjoying our love fest of Star Wars moving forward.
Yeah, and that it brings up a point where it's like, so this show originally ran for, I think, about a year back until 2020. And I had to step away from it because of COVID. Unlike a lot of other people, I didn't have a stay-at-home job. I was an essential worker at a supermarket. So I was working like 60, 70-hour weeks for, God, like almost 3 months. So I didn't have time to podcast. I didn't have time to stream. I didn't have time for basically anything. And so the show, it suffered because of it. Like, our schedule went from once every couple of weeks to I didn't have an episode out for like over a month. And so I talked it over with Mark and our old host, John. And I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. And then through COVID, I got engaged. And then I got married. And I got two promotions. So like my social life is kind of non-existent. And then it was right around, it was about 6 months ago, I think. I was like, I want to podcast again. And I want to do it about Star Wars. Cause I had done a few shows with Andy at that point. And I was like, we have awesome chemistry. I want to bring the show back. You know, so I talked over with Andy, and then I was like, I can't do this without Mark. Just can't. Like, that's almost how our friendship started, was in a movie group on Facebook. Like, I made a Star Wars post and Mark was like, I want to be friends with this guy. And that was like, what, 6, 7 years ago now, dude? Accurate. Something like that.
Yeah. It's about 7 years ago. Yeah.
And yeah. And so I remember I put up a poll, I think on Twitter. I'm not calling it the other thing, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Calling it, we will never call it the other thing. Nope. It will always be Twitter.
And it was like, hey, Andy and I are thinking about a relaunch of my old show. How does everyone feel? And it was overwhelming. Bring the fucking show back. You have to bring it back. There was one or two votes for no, and I was like, I don't know who you people are, but fuck you. but at the same time,
one of them was me, actually, by the way. Yeah, one of them was me. I'll be honest. Yeah.
You signed back up for Twitter just to say no.
Just for that. And I laughed immediately.
But like, we're so into Star Wars and passionate, and it's such a time to right now to be a fan. We have so much almost too much. Where it's like,
yeah,
why do like everybody else have a Star Wars podcast? I think it's because we can provide a different vibe and knowledge, of the franchise, and we each bring our own side to it. Like, as much as I adore the movies, and I do, I love the movies, I'm much more of an animation guy. I love Clone Wars. I love Rebels and Bad Batch and Tales of the Jedi. Like, that is my shit right there. Like, that is my jam. Mark knows more about the lore than fucking anybody I know. Like, I'll throw something out there and he's like, in the Rolodex of his brain going, and he pulls the answer out. And I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? And Andy is just
Yeah.
pot, and he'll try to find the positives in literally everything. I've gone on record, Andor didn't hit for me for a while. I thought the pacing was way off. Andy's like, this show's amazing. And I was like, we need that kind of attitude because we aren't all of the toxic assholes like so much of the fucking fandom is, where it's like sometimes I'll tweet about Star Wars and I'm like, I have to mute this because someone's going to come in here and ruin this. So I
Yeah.
think our show is going to be able to provide a little bit for everyone. We are going to be critical of it. It's not perfect, unless it's Empire Strikes Back. Just kidding. But
Well, that's the most perfect movie ever made, though. I mean, that's just a fact,
fact,
right?
and
Like,
the
right.
greatest movie ever made. So
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
You know, so
So
it's like,
done. We did our job, guys.
all
We
right, see
did
you
it.
later. Have a good week,
We
guys.
can all go
Great
home.
Come back. Amazing.
But it's like, I've been critical of all the Disney Plus shows until Ahsoka. But even then, I have a couple issues with Ahsoka as well. Like, I don't
Sure.
think everything has fired 100% since the OG trilogy.
Not
At
enough
work.
chopper.
Mark, 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 mark.
Right.
But so that was my long-winded way of going, this is why the show came back after almost 3 years of being gone, is I think that each of us have something that we can add into the conversation of Star Wars. And if we find a super small audience, cool. We're not doing this to blow up and be super famous because we're three fucking white guys fucking talking Star Wars. You know what I
I don't
mean?
want,
Like,
man, I don't want people to know my race. Come on.
I think they figured it out with your
How
last
dare
name
you?
is Rissman.
What? They could be Spanish.
Rissman, Gorum,
Yeah.
and Barreras. They're
They
So,
don't
know me. Rissman could be Latino. You don't know.
almost spit my water out of my mouth. So, basically, our schedule is going to be hopefully an episode every 3 weeks, every month. This is our first episode that I'm going out to edit. I am struggling. I'll be 100% honest with the audience. I am struggling on the editing process. It is that old phrase of teaching an old dog a new trick. My brain just can't fucking wrap my head around it. I'll get it. And this
You
episode is
will.
going to be out. And then our plan is to record in chunks. So in another few weeks, all three of us are going to sit down. We're going to record an episode or two, have those in the bank. So that way, it's not a matter of if work gets super hectic for any of us or our social lives, you know, our wives, our families, all that stuff. We'll still have an episode in the bank to release so that we kind of stay on schedule. Because that was one of the things that hurt it last time was all three of us had to sit down and record. And we're like, well, I don't have a day off, dude, that links up with you guys for a month. And then the show sits for 2 months. So that'll
Amen.
hopefully help on the content release schedule. Our topics are going to vary. This first one is going to be just kind of almost like a meet and greet kind of thing so that the audience understands our passion for it and why we're such fans. And then at the end of the episode, I'll let you guys know all of our social media links, how to contact us if you guys have any topics that you want covered, any ideas, any feedback. I have an email address already set up. We're on every social media imaginable with, and I'll provide those at the end. So if you guys have anything, even if it's negative, like, oh, your audio sucks, let us know.
Yeah.
And like, I know my mic probably isn't that great. It's an old headset. I'm planning on replacing it. I just need money. So again, I thank you all for joining us on this our new adventure. And so basically that's where I'm going to lead us into our topic of the show, which is I should of course, my phone locked like a jackass. How we found Star Wars and what it means to each of us. And I'm going to start with Andy. Andy, how'd you find Star Wars and what did it mean to you? Or what?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This one, I've been sitting there for like, since we've been talking, we kind of nailed this topic down and I've been pondering it for a while. Before I jump into that, I do want to say, I'm glad that we're not just a review show. I love those, but I also like talking about different stuff because we'll like text throughout the week and be like, hey, we need to talk about the Star Wars radio dramas. And we'll all be like, that'll be great. So
right.
I like that we're going to talk about just Star Wars and what drives us nuts about it.
And
we'll eventually talk about shows too, probably yeah. more of a wrap up type thing, but not yeah. like weekly reviews because there's people that are way better than that and let them review it and we'll listen mm-hmm. to those.
And that's the thing so. Is on our old iteration of the show, we did the first season of Mandalorian every week. Mm-hmm. That got exhausting.
Yes. And you have to be very passionate. Not that we're not passionate about it, but like hitting that every week, it was a little draining, honestly. Like it just felt like you couldn't just enjoy watching the show, you know, you were critically watching the show every time instead of just enjoying it for what it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
really
yeah.
the best way to do it is to watch the show once as a fan and then you critically watched afterwards, which the groove came, but yeah, it's just, it's tough. Like reviewing, God bless to all the people out there that are movie reviewers. Like you have a tough job because as a fan, you got to enjoy it, but also you have a job to do at the end of the day and it's hard. And that's why I love what we're going to do with this show is we are going to review things, but we're also going to just be talking different subject matters of Star Wars and kind of hitting all those different four corners of the universe, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So. And like, if you're coming to this show to hear our thoughts on Ahsoka, it'll be a while. It'll probably be after the full season is out and we've had some time to sit on it. And then all three of us will all do a rewatch and then we'll sit down and talk about a full season of rather than every week as it's fresh, because I know you guys, but I don't know the audience. Like at the end of every single episode, I'm riding high and I don't think that I could give an accurate a representation of how I feel about it when it just ended. And then I'm like, did you fucking see that shit? You know, like,
well, that's our text story. We sound like a bunch of little like 8-year-old kids. And then this happened. And then that happened. And, oh my God. Did you guys
remember when
happened?
Anakin did amazing. This? You remember when Ahsoka did that? Yeah. It was so cool.
So, right? High five.
Oh, so again, if you're looking for a weekly and review show, that is not going to be us. There's plenty of other shows. In fact, if you follow me on Twitter, I quote tweet a lot of them. They're all great. They all do all the weekly stuff. I'll send them all your views and downloads. We're going to be much more of a different style of show. We're going to be a topic of the episode and it might be something totally bizarre or something that
yes.
is meaningful, like our episode right now, which is what is Star Wars like? How did we find it and what it means to us? And Andy, I'm sorry to interrupt you and kind of get on.
No, I actually interrupted myself, so you're fine. So I've been sitting there pondering, and all I can think of, and it's one of those lame answers, like I have friends who, when they tell you their story, you know, they have these things how they were brought up in like poverty, or they went to like jail and found, you know, religion or something, or they come out and they're a better person. And I'm just like, I've just always kind of just been here being me. So I don't, to me, it doesn't seem that interesting, but Star Wars has always just been there. I can remember Empire Strikes Back at a family, either Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner. And I can remember it on the TV. And the scene I remember is Luke talking to Yoda. And from that point forward, I was in. My cousin is one of my cousins. He's about 9 years older than I am. He was, of course, into it when it first came out. So he had all of the toys, action figures. So when I go over to their house, he and I would play. But then as he got a little bit older, he got into girls and stuff like that. While I was still, you know, seven years old, just jonesing to play He-Man, Star Wars, G.I. Joe. And he's like, sorry, I'm going on dates now. So, but he gave me all of his old Star Wars figures, which he probably still hates to this day.
What a moron.
Yep. Well,
No,
it
I'm kidding.
definitely benefited me.
Right.
So, but so yeah, Star Wars has always just kind of been there, and it's one of those things that when I found it, I never let go of it, and it was kind of separated me from everybody. Like I had friends that liked it, but never really loved it. My dad said, "I remember taking your mom to that movie, and there was a line along, across the whole thing, and we didn't know what it was." And they're not big into sci-fi or fantasy. Like I'm kind of the weird one in my family that loves to watch the same movies over and over again. Loves sci-fi. Loves just crazy Hong Kong action movies. It's, I'm just the weird outlier. But I think that's why I like it so much and why I find guys like you. I'm like, oh, my
Right.
people are out there. So it's always been there. It's one of those things that people always know me. They're like, oh, let me guess. Like when I got a dog, they're like, let me guess, you're gonna name it blah blah blah. I was like, no, I'm naming it Ewok. And that was just my own little personal thing, because then I'm like, then I can't make it one particular character because Wicket is already Wicket. Wicket can't be my dog too, but that's just how my mind
Right.
works.
Nice. He's just part of the
And
tribe
can,
now.
can, yeah yep
Yeah.
and we all grew up during the dark time, so I found Star Wars right at a time when Star Wars was not in going to be put in theaters anymore, and you'd have to wait to watch it on TV. So I
Wow,
had
that's
A
tough.
New Hope recorded from the CBS channel because I can remember the commercials, because I got to the
That's
point where I could fast forward
nice. Yes, I had the
and
same
push
thing.
play.
Yep,
I could fast
love
forward
it.
through every commercial and play, and I knew when things were happening. The greatest VHS tape my aunt gave me had Karate Kid, Empire Strikes Back, and Back to the Future all on the same tape. So I could just, as a kid, just pop that in and just go to town watching that for hours on end.
That's amazing. Yeah,
And
no
then,
shit.
And then I remember one summer I was just like, I worked my ass off to save up, and I went to Suncoast and I
Oh
bought
my
the
God.
Star Wars trilogy box set with the fold out. And then I bought Star Wars 2 Jedi as well, because you had to have that too. And that started my love of kind of behind the scenes stuff. And honestly, it's just been with me ever since. It's never left. I met my wife freshman year of college. The first weekend we hung out, I was like, "Hey, you want to watch Star Wars?" I was like, I was testing the waters big time. She watched the
Nice.
entire trilogy over a course of a weekend. Hasn't watched it again with me since through the whole weekend, but that's okay. So it's one of those like kind of tent poles. I always like throw it out there that I love it. And people always try to sometimes throw it back at me, like, friends or they'll be like, "But what about this? Why didn't that work out well?" I'm like, "I thought it worked out fine." So I've always been defending Star Wars and loving Star Wars, and that's kind of my story with it right now. And it's kind of what it means to me. It's been like my one true love that whole time. Like, I've got
Yeah.
my wife, I've got my kids and my family now, and
Yeah.
they're number one. But it's like, and I like joke with people, I'm like, honestly, I've had the longest relationship I've ever been in is Star Wars, because it's always been there and it's always been a part of me. And now, like you said, we have so much that,
Yeah.
I mean, to complain about it, it's almost, I want to go back, like, because 9-year-old me would time travel forward and slap me, go, "You have shows coming out twice a year and books and comic books and all this stuff. You didn't have any of that when we were like, look what I've got." And I'd have the old
Right?
figures and maybe a couple of books, and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, you remember that dark time where after the prequel or sorry, prequel, the original trilogy came out, and then like you're saying, Andy, there was nothing for a long time. Like we had toys, and then Kenner put out
We
those
had Ewoks
bulky
cartoon and Droids
powers. We had
cartoon.
all that stuff. We had Caravan of Courage, the Ewok live action movies and everything. And they all existed and they were fine and they kind of appeased our appetite. But it was like I'm telling you, I remember vividly thinking like, are we ever gonna get more Star Wars movies? Is it ever going to happen again?
And then we
And
got
then, you know,
close,
it
remember? We got close
yes,
on
I do
Shadows of the
remember that.
Empire, which gave us literally
Yeah.
everything except for the movie.
Movie.
And I bought the
Yeah.
figures. I had the
Yep.
the
The soundtrack.
soundtrack, dude, the novel,
Yep.
dude, the video
The
game. And I was
game,
like,
the
the only
video
thing that's
game, yep.
missing is a movie. Well, oh, they
Movie,
have to
yeah.
make a movie, right? Because like,
It's
look,
gotta happen.
this is the
Yeah.
story. And then it never happened, and
Yep.
you're like, fuck.
Yep. And then we got the Thrawn trilogy and we're like, okay, here we go. Right? This is right?
Right?
No?
Star Wars is
Oh,
black, right, guys? Oh, okay. Yeah.
but still the books are great. You know, like we got a lot of books and those were fun. You know, you got into the Yuuzhan Vong territory and that was exciting and I mean, it carried us through. Like it was something to keep us, appeased, so to speak. But yeah, we had that dark time, and it was like, I just remember just being kind of concerned. Like my biggest concern at that time was, is there going to be more Star Wars movies or not? Like, when is this going to happen? And I remember all the magazines would come out, and they would like put in articles about how it's possibly going to happen soon, and here's what the news is, and you get like a little bit of hope, And then it kind of like all dwindled away. And I actually, there was a point in time where I personally, and I'm just going to admit it now, get it out of the way in this first premiere episode of the relaunch and say, there was actually a time, guys, where I stopped watching Star Wars for like a few years
I have one of
because it
those.
just got to the, did you? Like, I didn't hate Star Wars, but I just kind of was like, there wasn't really anything new coming out, and I think I became like your cousin Andy, and I was like a little bit like I was getting into girls now, and there was just nothing really new about Star Wars, and girls were new, and I liked them, and they were pretty,
And driving was new, so I could
and
drive
driving
and
was
do stuff
new,
with
right?
friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and so for a little bit, like about maybe 1 or 2 years, I just kind of fell off the track a little bit, so to
It
speak.
happens.
Fell off the wagon, the Star Wars wagon.
You know what? I think if I think back, that probably happened after that time I bought the original trilogy, watched the hell out of that, and then started maybe high school, that time frame, when you're trying to not
Right.
stand
Right.
out because you don't want to get
Yeah.
picked on and you don't want to be the outcast.
You're a little
And then
scared
you're
because,
a little scared. And honestly, I think it was the Power of the Force action
I was
figure line that brought me back into it
that
because
was
I'm
me.
like,
Yes.
holy crap, Star Wars figures are
Yes.
back. And there was like maybe 3 or 4 solid Christmases, guys, where I'm not kidding you, my mom and my grandma got the same list so I could have one to open and one to save in the package. And they would get me two of like, they'd both go shopping together and get
Genius.
everything. And then I still have a giant tote full of all the old ones that are still in box and stuff. And I'm just like, and
Yes.
my grandma, I want to say she passed over a decade ago, but she was the one that like, if I wanted something or loved it, like she would take me to the local comic book shop close to her when I go stay the night. She'd ask the comic book shop, like, do you have a chair so I could rest these old bones? And he would literally give her a chair while she could sit for hours, and I'd pick out something and I'd always love it. She'd always walk up and just be like, every time she'd be like, do you have a senior discount? And then he would be like, well, no, ma'am. But he'd give her the like discount if you had an actual like, pull list or account there. And every time we get in the car, she goes, works every damn time. So funny. And she's not even Southern, but she'd always say it with that little twang. It was one of my favorite memories would just be staying the night there, getting pizza, probably watching Star Wars and then Bloodsport, Cyborg, Enter the Dragon, one of those things over and over again, because I could escape
Yes.
my family, and my grandma would just sit with me for a bit and go, that Bruce Lee's a handsome guy, and then go to bed. And I'd just be up till 6 in the morning watching stuff. So, yep. So I would say
Nice.
Power of the Force is what brought me back in. And since then, it's kind of been
Yeah.
a constant, but like now it's just one of those. I just can't wait to talk Star Wars with Mark and Chris or any other friends who want to talk about it. So,
Yeah.
yep.
I had the same thing, Power of the Force. It brought me back into Star Wars as well. It was crazy. There was a KB toy store that opened up.
Oh, KB
Maybe like
Toys.
a yeah, and like well, we had it like in the shopping mall, like kind of by my parents' house, but it was a hike, and it was, we only went to the mall if there was, back to school shopping or whatever. But they opened up a KB Toys a couple of like blocks, I mean, I won't say blocks, but a few miles away, but I could ride my bike there essentially. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what luck, And I'm like, I go to my parents and I'm like Mona Lisa from Parks and Rec. Chris won't get this reference because he doesn't watch Parks
Money,
and Rec. But
please.
exactly. Andy got it. Yes. Exactly. I go up to my mom and say that to her essentially. And my mom was a sucker. She was super, she fed my addiction for movies and horror films and Star Wars and all that. Actually, my dad was a Star Wars fan, but my mom was like supportive. She loved that I had hobbies and interests and stuff. So she would, even if I didn't do my chores, because we had a chore list at my house, okay? It consisted of a giant, basically wipey board, that they had on the wall. And it would be like, here's what you get if you scoop poop in the back of poop, scooping poop in our backyard. was like, you get the most money for that because nobody wanted to do that job in my house. So you know what I did? As soon as that went up, I sprinted in the backyard and scooped up all the shit I could, you know, just the, and I'm like, check it. And you know, my mom would come out and be like, oh, you did a good job. I'm like, great. And then money, please, you know, and then I would be on my bike and I'd be off, you know, every time. And yeah, so yeah, I hear you. That's how it went for me too, you know. And then after that, though, it never like went away again. Like it never, I never had a lull with Star Wars again. So I think it was just that time where it was not much, you know, new stuff was coming. I got bored of the books after a while, and I read every book that came out, like
Oh,
every
you're better than me. I'm not
single
much of a
book.
reader, so yeah.
I love reading is my big thing, you know. I love movies, but I read a ton, you know. So and I've fallen off with the newer Star Wars books, but you know, back in the day, I read like every single one that came out after that Thrawn trilogy and Shadows came out. I was on I like everything. I owned
See, I'm
everything
the
I had seen
opposite. See, I'm the
back in the
opposite.
day.
I have a collection of like the older EU books, but since the new canon launched, I read almost everything. I have such a stack of books that I still need to read where I'm just like every single new one that comes out, I'm like, well, I have to get this, but I'm like, but I still have do like three other ones. Like I'm in the process of reading one and I'm gonna buy like, you know, like another one. See, I'm the opposite of you guys. I fell off right before high school, I think. Because it was one of those things where I changed towns the week before high school started. And
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
like at my old school district, I was known as the little geek. Like I was, so at the start of my freshman year, I was like only 5 feet tall, if that, maybe. And I was
See, I
like,
thought you would have been called Ginger Spice or something cute like that.
no. And I was like, I'm not going to
Ginger
be
Snap.
a
Ginger Snap. Yes.
you know,
Your
and
name is
I'm
getting
like,
changed in the phone right
and
now.
I'm like, I'm not going to be that nerd at this new school. So I fell off of Star Wars. I missed out on Power of the Force and all that stuff. And actually, oh, shockingly, what had me come back is an 04, oh, when they launched them on DVD.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
I picked up
Interesting.
the.
Okay.
So I was out of it for a solid like 8 years. I mean, I'd watch it here
Wow.
and there, but I didn't really have any friends who were like hardcore into Star Wars. And then when it came out on DVD, I picked up the prequels first, you know, because those came out first. And then I picked up the OG trilogy, and it almost 20 years later, I haven't stopped. Like, that's what kind of like reignited like and my love of the franchise. And to go like into my story, I was born in 81. Oh, Jedi came out in 83. There hasn't been a time where I didn't have Star Wars in my life. And I looked it up because I wanted to get like a rough estimate. And the DVDs came out in 86. Or sorry, the DVDs. Oh, the VHS came out in
VHS.
86. I would have been five. I was primo age. Like, I know my mom and my dad took me to Return of the Jedi when I was one and some change. I have no memory of it whatsoever. But I know I saw them at home on VHS, and I remember being like, is this real? Like, I want a lightsaber. I want to use the Force.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
mom, I want a lightsaber. Honey, those are fake. I don't understand. Or what do you mean they're fake? But, oh, that's Luke
It looks so
Skywalker. He's
real.
real, right? He's real. I want an Ewok as a buddy. Honey, those are
Well,
fake.
it
Like, no,
says
they're
in a
not.
galaxy far, far away. I mean, it's just the galaxy that I mean,
Yeah.
it'll take me a while to get there. I know it's far, far away.
Yeah. And it's like,
But we can go there.
it sounds almost like a cliche that, oh, Star Wars has always been around, but it has.
Quite literally,
And
yeah. After a while,
like
yeah.
I tell people, and
We were born into this life.
it's hyperbolic, yeah, but I almost feel like I have Star Wars in my DNA, where it's
No, you do.
like it
You do.
like it's not that it's influenced how I think or how I talk, but it's always there. It's there when I'm happy. It's there when I'm sad. Like, and Mark knows this. I'm divorced. When I went through my first divorce, what helped me through it? Oh, Star Wars. Like,
oh, I was going to say, but that's fine.
Like,
lots of erotic porn.
I met Mark, I think, the year of my divorce.
You did, yes. I remember when it started, the whole thing started, yeah.
Yeah, and like, I went on a binge of Clone Wars. Clone Wars helped me deal with all my post-traumatic stress because, oh, for our listeners, I'm a veteran. I served in Afghanistan in combat. What helped me through all my issues with that and my divorce at the same time was fucking Clone Wars. So when I tell people, you guys don't understand how much it means to me. It helped save my life. And I know that sounds so cliche and so hyperbolic, but it's the truth. It helped take my mind off of what I was dealing with by watching something that I find extremely meaningful. And so, yeah, it sounds super cool. Oh, Star Wars saved your life? It technically did. I like my family, my friends, therapy, of course, they were all there and they were at the forefront. But when I didn't have access to them, it's not like I could jump on the phone with Mark and talk to him 12 hours a day. I was watching Clone Wars. And since,
I mean, I would have welcomed it. It would have been awesome.
But I was watching Clone Wars with a kitten I had just bought who I named Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there you go. And my,
so cute.
And he's right here next to me.
He's that a sandy asshole. Blonde, gorgeous little boy.
Like, you know what I mean? And like, after I went through my divorce, I dated someone who was not into Star Wars. And it was kind of a struggle where like we went to the midnight screening of The Force Awakens and I had socks, I had shoes, I had a t-shirt, belt. I'll be honest, I had fucking underwear. You're goddamn right. I bought a pair of boxer briefs that were Star Wars.
I mean, I'm glad you're wearing underwear at the theater. I mean, that's good.
I went and it was before the days of assigned seating. So you had to show up at like 10 o'clock and wait in the line.
Yeah.
And I'm with my people. I'm with people in cosplay and I got a jacket on and everyone's like, dude, I love your jacket. And my ex-girlfriend is like, cool. She just wasn't into it. And that should have been a sign number one. But as my life has went on, I've graduated college. I've had Star Wars there that helped me through it. Like in my finals, I had Rebels on. Like as I'm doing homework, I had one of the movies on. I had Rebels. I had Clone Wars. I had something. When I met my now wife, we started hanging out as friends. And one of the first things that we watched was Star Wars. And I found out she was a Star Wars fan. And I'm like, I'm listening. At our wedding, we had the Star Wars theme.
Yep.
In my vows, I referenced Star Wars.
Ooh.
I told everyone.
You got me beat.
I told 100 people at my wedding that my wife saved my life. She is Princess Leia and I'm Han Solo, but this time it's the princess who is saving Han Solo. And that's the fucking truth. Our honeymoon, where did we go? We were at Disneyland and I made myself a lightsaber. That's how much a Star Wars influences everything. I literally have it on every wall of our apartment. It's always there. I have one of those Enso rings, you know, like the workout rings. It's a Star Wars.
We got the same one, buddy.
So my wife has I love you, and mine is I know in Arabesh.
Amazing.
This is actually my actual band, but when I'm at work or the gym, I have that Enso ring on. So Star Wars is always there. On my phone case, R2-D2. Like Star Wars is always a presence in my life, no matter what I'm doing, who I'm with, or where I'm at in life. And Mark and I literally started our friendship because of Star Wars. And we're going on 7 years. He's the the best friend I've ever had in my entire life. And now I got Andy as well because of Star Wars.
You're here, buddy. We love you.
And now I've got Mark. Literally, yeah, I
Yes.
was,
Like I
I'm
met
ready to jump
Andy.
in.
I met Andy on Twitter through our Action Twitter friends. And I made a tweet about Star Wars and he hit me up and was like, oh, do you mind? I love Star Wars too. And I was like, let's talk about Star Wars. And
Let's
literally,
go.
then when we were in the planning stages of this show, probably about 6 months back, we're like, oh, let's start a text chain to get the chemistry going. What have we been talking about literally every single day for 6 months? We're talking about our lives, we're talking about work, we're talking about our stresses, there are family lives, but we're also talking about Star Wars because it's what our friendship is formed around. And that is such a strong bond. And I think
It is.
that's what, again, is going to help our show, I think, is because we're passionate. Like, as you've heard from me and Andy, Star Wars has literally influenced our entire lives. I've opened up to an audience of who knows how many people are going to listen to this. The Star Wars literally saved my life when I was thinking about ending it. That's powerful stuff. So for all the toxic fanboys going like Disney ruined Star Wars, just cool. It's not going to ruin it for me because I know what it's brought me. It's brought me two of the best friends I've ever had in my entire life who I found in like I found Mark in my 30s. I found Annie in my 40s. That's
Love
fucking
it.
rare.
Super rare.
And my
I
wife
will
just
and
goes, just babe, I know you love Star Wars. And I told her, I was like, I
I
want to have Star Wars in my vows. And she goes, okay, go ahead. And I'm like, fucking score. Fucking score. So that's my long-winded, kind of sappy way of saying that Star Wars is just everything to me. I don't know
All
when I
right.
found it, but it's always been there.
God damn it.
And
That's a really hard story to follow up on both of
it
yours. Like, now I get to go
is.
and talk about it. Like, come on. Like, I'm just gonna leave. Like, this is
That's right,
straight
Mark. Can I jump in
garbage.
with one more quick
Yes,
story
please.
about Star Wars?
Yeah.
And just this isn't so much what it means, but sometimes you have those awesome stories about what Star Wars is. Actually, two of them. One of them, my grandma that would buy me the action figures, the summer between my senior year of high school and freshman year of college, she got me and my cousin tickets to Washington, D.C., when they had the Star Wars Magic and Myth at
Yeah,
the
oh, you have to go to that?
Smithsonian. And
No.
we go there. So she flew us down. Our she
What?
got us She paid for our we were there for like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came back Sunday type thing. So we get there and we're like, all right, we have tickets to go to the tour on Saturday. We can still go to the Smithsonian, just walk around, and if we see the Star Wars thing, well, what we realized is she bought us the self-guided tour that James Earl Jones narrated. But we could also just walk through there because it's open to the public. So we got to do the first day, we just walked through just us taking pictures of all the costumes, all of the models, all of the props. And then the next day we went back and each of us, we had our own headset and we just took our own. I was like, I'll see you when I'm done. And he's like, I'll see you when I'm done. And we just took our time going through, listening to James Earl Jones narrate as you walk through. And it like kind of had something synced up to where you could. He just talked about everything you were seeing, and you could like pause it so you could just stare at it and keep moving. So that trip was one of my favorites because it was like first kind of trip where I got to go without my parents went somewhere and without like a grown up, just me and my cousin hanging out. But one of my favorite Star Wars stories was Phantom Menace. That same cousin waited in line to buy tickets for opening night, and the
Okay.
theater on May 19th. He waited in line and said, I want tickets for the 1201 showing May 19th. We waited in line for hours. We go to go in, we give our tickets to the ticket counter, and they say, these are for the next night's show. And he goes, hold on, I waited in line for 4 or 5 hours for these. I would not have got the midnight show of day two. And they were like, well, that's what you have here. The way that our calendar works on, or the time. You had to get May
Whoa.
18th. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait, we're not going to see this until the morning. They were offering us the like 6 o'clock show. We could come back. There was three of us, my cousin Mike, his friend Mike, and me. And there was a bunch of people around having the same issue. So a bunch of people had the same problem. Three other people walked up and they go, we have tickets for this show, but we were wanting the next days. And I went, I'll take those. And before, and everybody around me gave me the stink eye, but I was like, there's no way I'm missing this. So I traded
Nice.
our three tickets. We looked at the ticket numbers. They were 4, 5, and 6 sold for that showing. So these people waited in line to get tickets 4, 5, and 6 sold, but they wanted the next night for some reason. So I was like, it was ordained. It was destined that I was going to see Phantom Menace opening night. And I remember the person who was like, we'll take that. And I just quickly changed hands. My cousin didn't even know what was going on. They were talking to the people and I switched up. I was like, guys, I got it. So we got tickets. Let's go.
So I got something. real fast. I have something similar. Me and my high school sweetheart. It was the weekend the episode one opened. Mm-hmm. We were in the process of graduating. So you have like all like those half days leading up to the ceremony.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we went to go see The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, you know, the first one. Yep. And we show up at the theater. And I'm like, man, I really wish I could see episode one, but there's no way it's going to be sold out. And we walk up and there isn't anyone outside. I'm like, okay. And so we walk up and I look up at the ticker counter. And I look at her and she goes, ask. And I was like, are there any tickets for Star Wars today? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, what's showing? And she goes, there is a ton left for the 6 o'clock showing. And I'm like, 6 at night today, like in 2.5 hours. She goes, yeah. And I just look at my girlfriend. She goes, I guess we're not seeing The Mummy. I got those two tickets. We went and got food and came back. And then the lines were there. I don't know what happened, but I was able to see episode one opening day. And I just walked up to the thing and got tickets. It was fucking bizarre.
That's crazy. For me, I stood in line with one of my good friends, Justin, and we actually were in college when it came out, and we ditched, you know, college that day. Essentially, we just both didn't go to class because we're like, we're going to stand in line. Like I've known Justin since second grade and we've been Star Wars fans forever. So yeah, we went and stood in line all day for it. We were actually in the news. They actually walked past. And nice. they asked us a question. We were actually on the news answering a question about, you know, what ironically enough, it was kind of like, what does Star Wars mean to you? Kind of a question, you know? And they're like, so are you here for, what movie are you here for? And my buddy just kind of like froze. Like he was shocked that they were asking him a question. And I just looked behind me because everybody's dressed like Star Wars. And I'm like, seriously? That's what made it on camera. Me just saying seriously because I was being a smart ass and I didn't think they were even recording it. And the way they used it actually made sense. The way they edited, they were like, literally, I was the first person on the news broadcast talking. And they're like, and you hear the lady, this is not what she asked me. She was literally like, so is Star Wars still popular? She didn't ask me that. That's what was in the actual.
Oh, so they cut it
on the actual broadcast. They cut it and they added that in. And I just cuts to me. And my mom calls me, like a little while later. She's like, you were on the news looking like a moron. Cause literally, I'm just like, she says the question. And then I go, seriously? And I look over and there's people dressed for Star Wars behind me. And then it just cuts to this like long shot of all these people. And so I actually started the whole thing on the news broadcast. Like I was the launching point for it.
That's amazing.
And then one other Phantom Menace story I have for you guys is, and I have the issue somewhere, I got to dig it up, but I wrote into Star Wars Insider because there was a Vanity Fair picture. If you remember the Vanity Fair spread for it, Darth Maul and Ewan McGregor, Darth Maul and Obi-Wan are fighting in the sand. You know, he's got his double lightsaber blades out and they're fighting. I'm like, that never fucking happened in the movie. Like, what is this picture? And I was like, I wrote into Insider about it, you know, and I feel stupid because they answered me and it's in there and my name's in there. And they're like, well, it was a promotional photo. I'm like, thanks. Fuck you, Star Wars Insider. You could have just wrote me back and not me. They basically called me out like you're an idiot, you know, like. I'm like, come on, I'm only a teenager, you know, like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have a question for you, Andy. No, I have
Yes,
a
go
question
ahead.
for you. I wanted to ask this before, but I didn't want to interrupt Chris. Now, had those three people that showed up with tickets, had it only been two people, which one would you ditch your cousin or your cousin's friend to go to the
Oh.
movie? Or would you have been a great guy and gave them the tickets and not gone?
No, I'm selfish when it comes to that, to Star Wars. I would have
That is
said,
the right
hey, I got
answer.
I would have said, I got these tickets. You two decide who's taking this one. And I would have walked right
Yes.
in and
Made
sat
them
down.
fight. You could have been
Let
like, let them fight.
them
And there,
fight.
right there, is the internet's proof that Andy is not always a nice guy.
I'm always not always the nicest guy ever.
Ooh, right there. There you go.
Got him.
Rob, if you're
Got him.
listening, there's your proof.
I will say one final little tidbit. I shocked some of our friends on a different podcast when I said that I saw Phantom Menace 24 times, and they went, "Well, yeah, we've all seen it a lot." I said, "No, in the theater." They're like, "Excuse me?" I said, "Yeah, that summer, my parents had moved to where we currently live, and I was staying at their house while they were selling it, so they didn't have to stage it or anything, and like keep it clean, so I could keep it clean while they were gone. It was just me, and I worked mowing lawn at our local metro park, so I'd be up at 5 in the morning." I'd be done by 2. I'd go to my grandparents' nursery. I would water trees till 6 o'clock every night, just standing around, just water, water. So I'd have my headphones on while carrying my old CD player because we didn't have phones that had, MP, all of our lives on it. And after every time I get done, I'd be like, I just go home and I'm like, well, nobody's here. I check with my friends and they just started working because they were working late night jobs. So I'm like, I guess I'm gonna go watch Star Wars again. Or I'd like go to my mom and be, hey mom, do you want to see Star Wars? And she'd be like, sure, dad's at work. And then the next day I'd be like, hey dad, you want to go see Star Wars? Sure, your mom's busy
You played it
shopping. So I kept playing against
perfectly.
everybody. I'd be like,
Nice.
hey Chris, you want to go there? Keith, you want to go here? So all my friends went separately. We never went as a group. And I had all the stubs for a long time. And my wife was just like, then she
Oh,
was just
yes.
like, she would like call me.
Yeah.
She's like, let me guess, you going to Star Wars again? I'm like, yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I
So,
only saw
yep.
it 12 times in the theater, so I
I saw
actually
it
was about
four.
halfway
Yeah,
to
I saw
you.
four.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I kind of similar to you, Andy, but like not quite as smarter the way you. I probably would have seen it as many times as you had I been as intelligent as you had been about it and played everybody to get them to go. But I took my parents because I wanted to repay them because, and I'll get into that story in a little bit. But I wanted to bring them to Star Wars because they had always taken me to the movies like a lot. Like my mom took me to the movies all the time growing up, so I was like I couldn't wait to bring them. I paid for their tickets. I bought them food. It was a whole thing, you know? So I bring them to the movie. And like the whole time, I'm like, yeah, that part, like they get to the underwater scene, you know, in Naboo. And I'm like, that's pretty cool, right? Like, it's pretty
Yeah,
neat. Like,
Misa
look at that. Yeah,
Bombad, right?
exactly. And I look over and like they're just like stone faced the whole time. Like, they're like, and I was like thinking maybe we get out of the theater, they're going to be like, wow, that was amazing. That was the craziest thing I ever saw. They were so angry at me when we left the theater. They were like, that wasn't Star Wars. And I'm like, what? Like, that was Star Wars. The Obi-Wan was in it. And, you know, and I'm like trying, my dad, they were so mad. It was so deflating. You know, I was like, and then we're driving home and I'm just like, I could feel my face getting red and I was getting angry. And like, it's just a quiet ride home and I'm driving home and I'm taking them back. And finally, my dad was just like, well, the lightsaber fights were pretty cool, you know. He's like, that was pretty neat. And I'm like, the whole movie was great, Dad. You know, I just snapped and said it. And my mom just like kind of started laughing. And my dad got super mad at me because that's the dynamic we have. Like, we don't totally gel well, but the things we overlap on it. It's cool. But yeah, I just snapped at him. I was so mad because I was waiting for the fight, you know. I was a lot hotter back then. Not sexually hotter. I mean, like hot-headed, you know.
Right.
But I was sexually hotter back then. I'm ugly now.
You're not. No, you're not. We all have faces made for podcasts.
Yes.
So, Mark, you haven't actually had the opportunity to tell us how you found Star Wars and what it means to you. The
That's
floor is yours.
true, Chris. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
I
it.
want to hear your story.
Well, thank you. So my story, I'm going to truncate it a little bit because it's a long assorted tale that nobody has time for and or wants to hear the details, believe me. So I'll keep it simple. When I was born, I was a very colicky baby, and my parents loved to see movies, okay? So my older sister, she's 7 years older than me. She was dying to go see Empire Strikes Back in the theater. So I was born in 79. So I was about just a little over a year old when, or no, under a year old when Empire Strikes Back came out. And at the time, my parents, because I was colicky, they didn't want to get a babysitter, right? So, back then, parents would bring their kids to the theater. I'm mortified by this, by the way, guys, because as like somebody that loves going to the movies, I would never condone this activity. They brought me to go see. So I got to see Empire Strikes Back in the theater, I guess. No residual memory of it. Maybe at that point, like I locked eyes with like Yoda on the screen and like some kind of transference occurred and I absorbed the power of Star Wars into my being. Probably not, because more than likely what was really happening, as I was told later on, is I screamed the whole fucking time like a maniac
Oh my
because
God.
I was a colicky baby. So my mom had to constantly leave the theater and like, calm me down and everything. So at any rate though, as it turned out, I wasn't colicky, I was a sick child. I at the time, and now they're much better about this now, and it's kind of funny because like, that's how everything works, and we get wiser about things, but I was literally allergic to everything as it turned out. So there was only a handful of things I could actually eat, but I wasn't colicky. It was just anytime I ate something that didn't agree with me, my body was rejecting it for whatever reason.
Oh,
So
wow.
I was constantly sick. My mom and dad took me to a million specialists trying to get to the bottom of this. What was it exactly he was allergic to? Let's do some tests. Let's figure this out. And I don't have any memory of this whatsoever, but I quite literally stopped breathing in the doctor's office because they were running the test to see what I was allergic to, and it was too much. And I literally, like, my throat closed up, my lungs started to collapse on itself. They had to rush me to an emergency room. And at that point,
Jesus.
the test came back inconclusive because I was quite literally, according to the test, allergic to everything they gave me.
Oh, man.
So what ended up happening was they had to create like a whole, my mom, I do remember this much, and there's a picture of it somewhere, but my mom created this entire like wall chart of everything that I was allergic to. And as it turned out, if I ate something like about two or three times, I would start to develop allergic reactions to it, which is the opposite of what should be happening in theory as a kid. As a
Yeah.
kid, you should start to like develop an immunity to things. I was the opposite of that. And the biggest thing I was allergic to was corn, which is in fucking everything, especially
Yeah.
back then. You can't have anything without like some kind of corn byproduct in it, right? And it's kind of funny because one of my favorite snack treat at the movie theater is popcorn and a cherry Coke now. So obviously I
Same.
made it out the other side. Is that your
Same.
same snack?
Same thing every
Yes.
single time I go to the movies.
I need it every time. Literally, I've tried to get through a movie before because Kara's like, well, we're kind of tight on money this month. Can we just go to the movies and like not get a, get a snack and just go see the movie? And I'm like, okay, sure, yeah. Halfway through the movie, I start fidgeting a little bit, and she'll just be like, go get your fucking popcorn and cherry Coke, dude. I don't care. Go get it because I don't need this for the rest of the movie. And I'm like, thank you. And I just run out like it's a cartoon. You can hear my feet like Fred Flintstone running as fast as it can to
That
go
little
get it.
chick,
But
chick, chick, chick,
yeah, exactly. You just hear
wow,
the
and
smoke come back faster than you can say anything. So yeah, so basically as it was turning out, they had predicted that if I survived to even be like, I think I was predicted to only live to be 13 years old, 14 years old,
oh my
because of how
God.
sick I was. I was an oxygen, or I'm sorry, I was a bubble boy. I existed in a pop tent. I missed Christmas because I was in the hospital, and there's a picture of Santa Claus coming and visit me in the hospital and everything. And my older sister now thinks it's funny to talk about this because she was so excited to be a big sister. And then this mutant child that can't exist and eat anything shows up, and she'd made this little crown for me, and it said, "Mark my prince." Very cute, right? Very adorable, very nice, like a older sibling thing to do for their new child. She was so pissed off because I demanded so much time that she ripped the hell out of that. She just tore it to pieces. You're not a prince, you're a jester or whatever she said. I
Prince
don't know
of
what she said.
Evil.
Right, Prince of Evil, there you go. Just so angry. I ruined her life, you know? And it just got bad. And I was predicted to only live to be 14. It's only supposed to be 5'2", you know, all this different stuff. And it was really bad, you know. But I remember my dad started to bring home, because my dad was a Star Wars fan, and he started to bring home like books and stuff from Star Wars, like it was an Empire Strikes Back book and everything. And he was like, you know, to my dad's credit, for as much as we're not very close, we did find common ground with that. And he'd bring it home, and I'd sit and read it with him. I mean, I wasn't reading, he was reading it to me, and it started to intrigue me. Like, it was my thing to kind of take my mind out of my situation as a kid. And I do remember bits and pieces of this. I can't sit here and say, like, you know, I totally remember all this stuff happening, because this is all before I was about 3 or 4 when things took a good turn for me finally, and I started to develop immunity to everything. Like, it was basically like, we don't know what's going on, but he seems to be doing okay now, you know. And here's where Star Wars really comes in. I didn't really leave the house a lot because of how sick I was, you know. Like, I was allergic to everything, so my parents were terrified of me getting out. Ragweed would probably kill me. Who knows what a bee sting could have done to me, you know. Like, there was so many like possibilities and mysteries involved in everything. But finally, Return of the Jedi was coming out, and I was begging my parents to go see this. Like, I remember, you know, as a 4-year-old, I was like, please, I want to see this. I will do anything if I can go see this. And my mom, who's, you know, trying to protect me, was like not relenting, you know. And about, I want to say it was midnight or something like that, I was suddenly, my sister and I were, we shared a room at the time. We were woken up. And my mom even was like, I don't know what's going on. Your dad woke us all up. This is weird. Like, it's, you know, and I was like so confused. And I remember sitting down watching TV, and it was like some stupid infomercial. Because back then, kids, if you're young enough and you don't know what this is, there was nothing fucking on TV at midnight. It was just all nothing. It was infomercials, just people selling products. There was not actually, maybe there's some midnight movie every once in a while. But I'm sitting there in my pajamas watching this stuff. And then finally, my dad comes out, and we're all just sitting there. We kind of all shift over, and we turn and we look at my dad, like, "Okay, Commander Chief, what's the deal? Why are we awake?" And my dad reveals that he got us all tickets to go see Return of the Jedi, first showing in Chicago in a balcony, and we're all gonna go. And I like literally like I started crying, like just bawling. Like, I'm getting emotional now talking about it, but I was just crying because I was like, couldn't believe it. I was allowed to go to a movie and see this, you know. This thing. I couldn't believe it all the way up to getting to the theater. Like, we're driving. I'm like, no, this isn't gonna happen, you know. And I will never forget getting in that balcony and that beginning crawl coming down. And like, to me, after that, I felt like everything was gonna be okay. Like, seeing like Luke Skywalker on the screen and giving hope and showing, watching him make that choice at the end of Return of the Jedi to not turn evil and do the right thing. It was like, it meant everything to me. I'm like, and then I finally saw the other Star, because at that point in time, I hadn't seen the other Star Wars movies yet. You know, I saw Empire Strikes Back again, like I said, but I don't have any memory of it. And then I got to see the other ones, and it was like seeing Luke's journey from being a farm boy and just staring off, like wanting more for himself. That's all I wanted. I wanted more for myself, you know. And I was like, man, if he could do this, like, he's just this farm boy, you know. I can do this too. I can make it past. Now, I'm not saying Star Wars totally saved my life. I'm sure just, you know, my body getting used to things did, but I owe Star Wars everything. And ever since then, anytime I'm at my lowest point, I literally, if I don't know what to do with myself or what to watch, I will turn on A New Hope. It's not my favorite Star Wars movie, but I turn on A New Hope because it's just that Luke stuff, you know, just Luke, you know, looking out and not knowing what to do with himself. Like, that gives me, literally, it's in the title, hope, you know. It gives me hope, you know. I feel like everything's going to be okay once I watch that film. You know, I'll just say Empire Strikes Back is far and away my favorite Star Wars movie, but it's dark. Like, that's not the one you're going to go to make yourself feel better, you
Right.
know, but it's a great movie. But
Right.
A New Hope, every time it brings me back and it just reminds me of who I am, what I've already been through in my life. And yeah,
Oh, man.
that's what Star
Dude,
Wars is
that
for me.
was fucking beautiful, dude. Like,
Well, thank you,
seriously.
guys.
Like,
Yeah.
and I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, as I said in my story, like, I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
And Mark was here for all that. Mark was like
Remember the
emailing
messages
me.
and
Yeah,
everything,
dude,
yeah.
like Facebook messaging going, "Hey man, like how you doing? Where I like I won't get into detail, but there were like I came home on leave after I deployed and hung out with one of my closest friends, Eric. And it took him a while, probably like a year or two, to recollect on that night. And he goes, hey, like we were hanging out or something. And he goes, dude, like it's awesome to see, oh, you again. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, when you first came back, he goes, I didn't see my friend. He goes, I didn't see my friend for like a year. And I was like, what do you mean? Do we hang out all the fucking time? And he's like, you weren't you. You're you again. It's taken a while. There was a year or two span where I was in a dark, broken, fucked up place. And again, I owe it to my family and my friends for supporting me through that and learning how to deal with someone who has my has all my issues. But then I also owe it to Star Wars. Mark, are you saying, you know, that are you throwing a New Hope? If I'm able to, I'll throw in a Star Wars movie. If I'm not able to,
Yeah.
I'll listen to the scores, and it brings me to a place of like of calmness. I have a lo-fi playlist that is only Star Wars music that I fall asleep to every night, and I have for 3 years. It's the same tracks
Nice.
over and over and over again. I put it on just low enough to hear it. It helps put me to sleep. Because a lot of times I go to bed way before my wife does because she's a night owl, but like I'll go to bed and I'll play it and I can't. I'll hear her in the living room or Luke fucking around chewing on something that he's not supposed to be doing because of course he has to get the zoomies at fucking 3 o'clock in the goddamn morning like a crackhead.
Zoomies, I love
But
it.
like there are so many moments that I've seen a million fucking times. I've seen the sunset scene in A New Hope 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Every single time I see it, I tear up.
Yeah,
It's the
me too.
music, it's the shot, it's
With his foot up on the rock, looking out. I mean, every time, like I feel it, you know. I
like
feel it in my being.
it's the wondering of what he's supposed to do with his life. And I was there. I was totally been there. And Star Wars helped kind of set me on a path of like, I know what I want to do. I know what I need to do. I know what who I need to be okay with what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And if this episode tells anybody anything, never be afraid to be a Star Wars fan, even if it's like if it touches you emotionally. All three of us just shared stories about how literally it's influenced our lives. And we're all in
Yeah.
our 40s. We're all grown
Yeah.
ass fucking adults with 401ks and shit. Like that I think is the power of what oh, George Lucas has created is a little bit of trivia for everyone listening. Mark is my best friend for going on 7 years.
Yeah.
Technically, we've never met in
Never
person.
met. Nope.
We've done hours and hours and hours of podcasting over Skype and Zoom. We text literally every day for the better part of over 5 years. Andy and
Don't
I,
think we've ever missed a day. Yeah.
nope.
nope, because I'm trying to think, even on my honeymoon, dude, man, you texted me, dude, I want pictures of Galaxy's Edge. And I was like, I
Yeah.
got you. I got you.
For a second, I was worried about what you're going to say. I'm like, I didn't ask for those pictures, buddy. I never said that. The best part is,
when you got married, Mark and I, we didn't have our text thread going. I texted you the same thing. I was like, I want to see that goddamn lightsaber. And you were
so we were already right there, my friend.
We were already right there.
So it's like,
yeah.
And Andy and I have done now hours and hours of podcasting, and we text every day. Yeah. Also, we haven't met in person. And literally, I'll get a text, and it's either from Mark or Andy or in the group, and I'll just start laughing. And my wife looks over and she goes, is that your boyfriend? I go, yes, it's my boyfriend.
Yes, it's my boyfriend's.
Or now I go, and I go, actually, babe, there are three of us now. And she just goes, I'm glad you found them both. And I'm pretty sure that Kara and Angie say the exact same thing to you guys.
They most certainly do. Yep.
Yes.
Is exactly. I'm glad you guys found each other to nerd out over fucking Star Wars.
Yep. God, it's so funny you guys mention A New Hope, because anytime I'm sick or not feeling well, that's my go-to movie. I put it on, and my wife asked, and I can't remember. She one time asked me, she goes, why do you always put Star Wars on when you're sick? I was like, because if I doze off like I should be, because Star Wars puts me at ease. It calms me down. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel at home. And if I doze off during it and I wake up, I know exactly where I'm at the moment I see it. And I know everything that's happened up till that point. It's constantly playing in my head. And it just takes me back to, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm watching Star Wars. I don't care if I feel like I'm going to throw up or I feel like crap. My body's shivery, quaky. Star Wars is there. It just kind of calms me and centers me down. So that's my kind of go-to.
Yeah. Because my go-to sick movie is A Return of the Jedi.
Oh, nice.
Because
I mean,
I don't have a memory of it. I just know that it was the first Star Wars movie that I saw in theater. And like back in May, Ash and I were actually able to attend one of the fandom events of the anniversary screening of it on the big screen, which I saw before when they did the special edition in 97.
Yep.
But my wife had never seen it on the big screen before. And so, she got to see it. And she goes, that was a fucking experience. And the whole theater it was packed for a 40-year-old movie, but there was older people and younger people and kids, and the movie just played. Like, everyone was cheering at the right parts. They were sad at the right parts. They were laughing at the right parts. Like, it was just an experience.
Yeah.
Star Wars hits. Star Wars is for family. That's one of my favorite things about it too, is as soon as my kids were old enough to recollect something, they were sitting in the chair with dad watching Star Wars. And I'm like, and I don't care if you don't, I've taken them to all of the movies. They don't geek out over it like I do. They like it enough, but it's one of those things that I can pass it on to them. I can go watch it with my dad, I can watch it with my cousins, I can watch aunts and uncles. Like, you can put Star Wars on and a family will just be able to just watch it, and somebody will be entertained by something. And not many movies, not many franchises can do that. And
it's totally true.
Yeah. And
see, it's funny
to do that nowadays in just different ways. Like, now the different shows, somebody can like Ahsoka, somebody can like Bad Batch, somebody like Clone Wars. There's something for every Star Wars. There's Nubs. We're a Nubs Nation fan group here, people. We love Nubs.
Nubs
is there for little kids. Like, I wish I had that for my kids when they were little.
I know.
Dude, it's so funny.
My kids love Nubs, especially.
Who doesn't love Nubs? He's the best.
Quinn is obsessed with Nubs.
But it's like, we went, so me and that one girl that I mentioned, we split up 3 weeks before the release of Rogue One. So Rogue One actually really, really helped me. And then the following year, I had already started a date and my now wife, and we went to a screening of Last Jedi. But we went with her cousin, who at the time, okay, hold on, he's he was 5 going on 6. That was his first Star Wars movie in the theater.
Nice.
I got to take him to see Last Jedi in the theater opening night. and he loved it, just absolutely loved it. We all do in this group. We love it too. But to see his face, like at certain moments, just going like his eyes just lit up. And I'm like, here, like, it's so weird how we have all the OG movies. And then I have friends who are younger who all grew up on the prequels. And now I meet people even at my work now who are like our Star Wars is the sequel movies. And I'm like, it's a franchise that has endured and is enduring. Like, I can walk somewhere, didn't have a Star Wars shirt on, and I'll walk past someone else that has a Star Wars shirt on, whereas do the hey. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who this person is, but they see that I have a shirt, dude, and they have a shirt. Just kind of like a just a
it's like when two guys on a motorcycle pass by each other.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I guarantee my wife counts down till I say somebody when I pass them. I'm like, nice shirt, man. And they always just go, nice. And it's like one of those, hey, it might brighten somebody's day. Who knows what? Maybe that guy had a really crappy day or that girl had a crappy day. And I said, nice shirt. Exactly. And they were like, yes. Hey,
I had a customer.
It only takes a second to do that. I had a customer. That's the beautiful part about it. Probably like, feel better about themselves.
Probably like a year or two ago, it was a little boy and he was in a Star Wars shirt and you could tell he was very, very shy. And I was ringing them up and I saw him and like I waved hi at him. He just kind of went like this and she goes, oh, he's very, very shy. And I go, I like your shirt. And he looked up at me and I took out my phone because I have an R2-D2 case and I showed him my phone case and I go, I like Star Wars too. Right. And the look on his face was like, oh, and he was talking, you know, about Star Wars. And as they were leaving, his mom goes, I really appreciate that. Thank you. He doesn't have a lot of friends who like Star Wars. And I was like, aww. I was like, and you tell him it's cool to like Star Wars. Cause I'm older and I think the Star Wars is cool. And then she looks at him and she goes, oh, did you hear that? And he goes, I really like Star Wars. And I was like, I like it too, buddy.
Yeah. It's important, man. Like, that's the thing that's so crazy to me is there's so many arguments about Star Wars nowadays, as we all know. And we'll talk about that at some point. I don't really go into it too much now, but you know, the vitriol and the hatred towards Star Wars is astounding to me because of everything we just discussed and talked about. Yep. There's so much Star Wars out there that there's got to be Star Wars. Like, even if you don't like the new movies and you love the original trilogy, like, why do you have to hate on it? Why can't you just enjoy those old movies and be like, that's fine, this isn't for me, and just move on? Because there's something, if you like Star Wars, then there's always going to be something in Star Wars that you enjoy. And that's okay. And there's gonna be stuff you don't love about Star Wars, and that's also okay. You know, I'm not gonna like, I like Star Wars so much that, you know, if somebody were to like argue with me, you know, about a Star Wars movie or something, I don't really care that much. You know, I'm not gonna even get that mad because, you know, if I don't agree with their sentiment about it, like, let's say we're talking about The Last Jedi, you know, that was a thing that was constant. I was being berated for how much
still
I loved
going
that came out. It's insane. It's insane. It's just, it's like people are just stoking that flame because they can. And that's fine. I, you know, I'll never understand it. We talked about this the other day in our text thread about there's certain films where we were just like, I don't understand why people don't like this movie, you know, and I've heard everything and I don't get it. So I think what this show is going to be, hopefully, is just kind of a positive beacon for Star Wars fans. It's okay to not like certain Star Wars things, but it's also okay to love certain Star Wars things. You can love it all. You can love some of it. You can hate some of it. It's okay, you know. But here's the thing, guys, like, who are you rooting for? Because what does hatred do? What does it lead to? You know,
he's a dark,
don't hate anything. Exactly. Don't hate it. Just, you know, don't love it. You know, I'm not a big fan of Menace guy. I don't love that movie, but I have fond memories of the time, as we just discussed. Lots of great stuff came from Phantom Menace. We got Ewan McGregor, and now we've got Hayden Christensen. Or sorry, that wasn't Phantom Menace, sorry. But he eventually came into it. So whether you hate the prequels or not, there's a lot of good stuff that came from it that's actually paying off now, you know, in the new TV shows. So I don't know.
I would just add to, like you guys were saying, if you're a listener of this and you become a fan or follow us or whatever, love Star Wars the way that you love it. It's not like you
Yes.
said, you might not like everything and you might love everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter you, but don't hate on people. We're going to be an inclusive, positive, loving voice of Star Wars, and we will not
Yep.
tolerate hatred. We'll not
No.
tolerate bigotry. We will not give a voice to any of those type of mindsets or platforms. We will not talk about them. We will not berate them or argue them because it's not worth our time. Because we're here to love it. And guess what? We are going to talk about stuff that we think could have been done differently, based on the topics, or this didn't quite ring well with me or hit or resonate. But
Yes.
it's all from a place of just loving it. And
Yeah.
just because it's not your favorite, it might be somebody else's favorite. And nobody gives you the right to shit on somebody else's favorite thing.
Exactly. And you pointed that out earlier beautifully, Andy, when you said, like, you don't know what that person's day is looking like. So when you point out to them, I like your shirt, man. That could have been the thing that stopped them from going very dark or taking it out on somebody else. Or maybe they were like, if one more bad thing happens, that's it. I'm just done with everything, you know? And it's a simple thing to do to be kind. So of course, we're not going to sit here and just make fun of anybody for liking certain things of Star Wars. Like, there's no point to it. What is that going to do for anything? And I'm sure as the show progresses, there's going to be things we do not agree on as a group. I'm just you're it's going to take a lot for any of us to be mad at each other and fight about it, because at the end of
It'll
the
never
day, we're
happen.
all here for
Spoiler,
the
it's
thing.
never gonna
Right.
happen.
It's never going to happen. I mean, and that's okay if we don't agree, and it'll be fun. I look forward to the times where we don't agree, because it's going to be an interesting conversation, you know?
It is.
And hey, if I don't agree with something that you say, Andy, or vice versa, maybe we'll learn something from each other because we're open to it. Maybe
Exactly.
we'll be like, you know what? I see your point. You know, and I never thought about it that way. And that's also why you shouldn't be angry about things, because you are more susceptible and open to other ideas when you allow them in. So, yeah,
I couldn't
I
have, for one,
think that
cannot wait for some of our ranking episodes, because
I
for
know
some reason, I don't know why Star Wars lends itself to ranking, because there's so many great
it
characters,
does.
so many,
Yeah.
now we have so many options between shows, animated shows,
Yes.
movies. Guys, we're going to tackle a lot of these things, and I can't, the ones that I'm anxiously waiting for is our favorite sound effects. I know it sounds ridiculous because
Oh,
we're, but
yeah.
thankfully we're a audio podcast.
Yep.
There's certain sounds in Star Wars that I hear them, and it just brightens my day. I want to spoil what my favorite one is, but I'm not going to. You'll have to come back and listen to it eventually because I don't
I'll
even know when we're going to get to it, but
no, and I'll tell you something. I actually met Ben Burtt, who does all the sound effects
told
for
me this
Star
story,
Wars.
I died. Yeah.
Yes, it was amazing. We were at Celebr I was at Celebration 2. So the second one, I still have my amazing Clone Wars hoodie from Celebration 2. Doesn't fit me, by the way. It sucks. I'm trying to get back to that weight so I can wear it. That's the only reason. But literally, my buddy Justin, who I mentioned earlier, he's a sound designer. He works on video games and stuff. So Ben Burtt, to him, I love Ben Burtt's work. I think he's amazing. Like, he's done so much. He's affected so many movies. People don't even really know that name, which is horrible, because he's a freaking genius. Like, that guy. His sound Foley work is just the best, in my opinion. But literally, this guy, he's at Celebration 2, and he was there obviously for some conversation pieces, but he was just walking through the crowd. Nobody noticed him except for me. I saw him and I'm like, that's fucking Ben Burtt. And my buddy, who this is his god, you know, this is why he started doing sound work, was because of this guy. And he was like, he couldn't talk. So finally I was like, Mr. Burtt. And he turns around, and he actually was happy that he was kind of recognized. And he was the friendliest guy I've ever just met in the wild. He came over. I have pictures with him. I'll pull him up sometime. And he came over and he was like talking to my friend, giving advice the whole time. My friend couldn't speak. He just listened. He just was like, huh? Yeah, listen. And Ben was just laughing, because he was just such a sweet guy. And he was delighted that, you know, that my friend was speechless from him, you know, which was ironic. And I pointed it out and I made the joke, oh, I guess somebody's gonna have to do his sound work. And it was such a dad joke, but Ben started cracking up. And I'm like, I made Ben Burtt laugh. That was like my greatest moments, you know, at that convention. And it was great because I just got to meet him in the wild, essentially. I mean, yes, we were at Celebration too, but I didn't stand in a line. I didn't even ask for his autograph, actually. He just, you know, took a picture with us and moved on. And amazing. But yes, because you brought that up, I'm like, I can't wait to talk about it because I have so many favorite sound effects. And it
Amazing.
stinks. His story is kind of sad too, because I guess he doesn't really, they still use his sound effects, but he doesn't really get paid for it, from what I understand. Maybe I'm mistaken about that, but I did hear that he's not really getting residuals from it because there's not a lot of laws for sound effects, because basically they pay you for the job and those sound effects go into the library, and that's
And then
kind of
they own the
that.
library, and
And
then
they own the
done and done.
library, and that's it. And he created all these amazing effects that are still used today.
I
And
literally have a lightsaber right over here that uses one of his sound effects.
yes.
You know what I mean?
I love his stories when he talks about how he does it or how he came up with it.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
like, my God, how does your brain work like that? Like, I've done Foley artistry because I had to when I was in film school, and I think it's amazing. It's very interesting. It's a lot of fun, guys. It's a lot of fun to just play with sound effects and stuff, and just, you know, like somebody walking across the ground, you just have to like pour sand in a baby pool and you put on different shoes and boots and see if it matches. And it's fun. But my God, is it tedious, and it's just not for me. I enjoy it and I think it's beautiful and it's important, but it's a lot of work. And so the fact that this guy came up with so many iconic ones, I'm like, how does his brain work this way? How does your brain function this way? How do you like look at a scene and you look at Chewbacca and you're like, I think that he's going to sound like this. And he just starts combining sound effects and comes up with Chewbacca sound effects so perfectly. And yeah. Amazing.
And I think that is a good spot for us to end this one tonight, because our plan is to keep them under like an hour and a half, as you can tell by the runtime on this one. We're pushing it, but it is our first episode. So for anyone worried, we don't plan on doing episodes that are like 3 hours long, hence why we are going to do them in chunks, so that maybe we could do a two-part episode. Like if we get into our rankings, that's probably going to be a two-part episode because it's going to go long. We do plan for the foreseeable future time that we have made a recording together. So if you hear a lot of lulls like in the sound, it's because we're still like working out the kinks. If anyone hears anything on my end, I do have a speech impediment for those who are unaware. So the fact that I'm hosting this thing is taking a lot of effort. And
You're
I'm
doing an
great.
amazing job so far, buddy.
And I'm grateful
Yeah.
for Andy and Mark for being oh so supportive of this. I've never hosted a show before. This is and my first time. I'm normally just a guest, so when I am a guest, I just make inappropriate jokes. Here I have to be oh somewhat of a professional because I'm hosting this thing. So I guess now we'll go into where you can find us. Mark, you're not all that active on social media.
No, you can't find
So you're gonna have to
like
reach
a
Mark through our show email. But first, I want to go
ninja.
to Andy. Andy, where can people like I'll follow you on everything in case they aren't for some reason, which is a travesty,
If
because you
they
are
would
seriously
be
one of the nicest people on social media.
I definitely try to be. There's enough negativity out there. I'll just sprinkle positivity out there as is. So, I thankfully have the same handle on everything. I made sure that because when especially
Smart.
a lot of these new ones came up after we talked about doing the show, I was like, guess I should keep the same one. So, if you search Andrew M. Gorham, you can find me there. You'll see a little picture of me with Boba Fett grabbing me from behind and me smiling like a gigantic smile. And you can follow me there and just be on the lookout for nothing but positive comments about Nightwing, comic books, Star Wars, movies, this, that. If I don't talk about it, probably because I didn't like it. So you're not going to hear much complaining from me.
I like that. It's a good way to do things. Nice.
As for me, similar to Andy, I'm at GingerDome81 on literally everything, on Twitter, Instagram. Oh, Blue Sky, Threads, all that fucking mumbo jumbo. There's too many of them to count. But if you follow me, I hope I don't offend anyone. I try not to say anything all that controversial. As for the show, we are at Scum Imperial on literally everything. Instagram, which I'll try to be a little more active on. We're on Twitter. We're on Threads and Blue Sky. But our show email is imperialscum1977@gmail.com. That is where, if you have, again, any feedback, any questions, any comments, any show ideas, email them. I'll be able to forward that off to Andy and Mark. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, because I do plan on relaunching the show on there, please leave us a review. It really helps with that algorithm. We're on Podbean. That is where our server is. Just I look up the show and it should send you to any of your podcast app of choice. Once again, thanks for all the support. We hope you enjoy the show and continue to listen. Andy and Mark, boys, I love you both. You are my brothers. This has been an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to do it again soon.
You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Bye. Let me stop the recording. How do I stop the recording? There we go. Stop it.